Have you ever had a big idea, wanted to make a huge change in your life, and decided to share it with your closest family members or friends, and they kind of shut you down? What did you do with that big idea? Do you keep running with it, or did you scrap it and put it on the shelf for another day? Today, I want to chat with you about why your closest friends and family members might not be your biggest supporters when you're deciding to make big changes in your life. And we'll chat a little bit about what you can do. If you don't have time to listen to this today, you must come back and listen to the podcast later. It will most likely change your life. I know my life changed in a very big way when I decided to stop taking action or lack of action based on the responses of family and friends. Don't worry, this episode is not a family and friend bash episode. You will just walk away with a deeper understanding of why you aren't getting the responses that you're expecting, and a few quick tips for how you can more effectively move forward without their immediate approval. Are your big dreams sitting on the shelf collecting dust? Have you encountered a career change, relationship transition, or simply feel stuck or unsure of your next steps? Are you just going through the motions and lack passion and confidence? Listen, I'm here to help you break free from self-doubt and negative thought patterns. Welcome to the Crazy Confidence Coach Podcast. My name is Heather Edwards. I'm a certified master life coach. If you've been looking for a blueprint for how to stop being a paralyzed perfectionist, this is for you. I'll share how to uncover limiting beliefs and fears that are holding you back. My goal is to bridge that gap between who you are and who you want to be. We'll tackle how to use mind management to get rid of negative thinking, procrastination, and anxiety. Along the way, I'll sprinkle in a little inspiration to keep you motivated. One thing is for sure, you'll come away more confident and ready to do whatever you put your mind to. Let's do this. Hey friends, I'm so glad you're listening in today to the Crazy Confidence Coach Podcast. I hope you have your favorite cup of coffee in front of you and you're ready for a dose of truth with a little sprinkle of love. I firmly believe that this episode could change your life, and let me start by telling you why. We are social creatures. God made us in a way that we all tend to seek approval. Our brains tell us we need approval to survive, and we spend much of our time and much of our lives seeking that approval. We seek it from our parents, we seek it from our siblings, spouses, friends, and people we work with. It's no wonder that when we have a big idea that we feel would alter our lives and maybe other people's lives in a good way, we tend to tell the people closest to us, and we expect that they will be gleeful and joyful with us. It's also easy to understand we are either fed by how they respond to our idea, or we are deflated by how they respond. What many of us don't understand is why we can be so excited about something big we want to do or something big we are doing, and our closest family and friends seem to be unsupportive. We can feel hurt and betrayed and downright upset when this happens. It can feel as if we are on an island, or maybe we simply don't fit in with those people around us anymore. We don't feel loved and cared for. Maybe if you understand a little bit more about what is really going on, you could make big changes and feel good about making those big changes, regardless of the support you get from others. Let's get to it. Why don't our closest family and friends immediately get on board with our big life changes? Well, first, your family and friends may have a fear about you making big changes in your life. They have known you the way you are today for a very long time, and change can be difficult. It can be hard. When people change, often the relationship changes too. Maybe you are considering a new job, trying to eat differently, lose a large amount of weight, or moving to another state. These changes can all impact the nature of your relationship. It simply means they enjoy the relationship you have the way it exists today. Number two, when they see you make big changes, they could unconsciously believe they should be making big changes too. They feel the pressure or the discomfort by seeing you make changes. This could be expressed to look like envy or resentment or just downright discounting what you want to do. They may view you as having courage they don't have, or maybe you have different circumstances that allow you to do something in a different way than they can. This just kind of leaves them feeling resentment. Number three, they have never experienced success by making big changes and believe it's not possible for themselves or for people they love. We tend to be a sum of our experiences. If we haven't seen others make big changes and be successful, then we have a hard time believing it can happen. So we have a greater chance of supporting our family and friends on any journey they make with their lives if we've already experienced someone else having that success. Number four, they simply don't know what it looks like to be supportive when someone is making big changes. If your family and friends have historically not been risk takers, they will likely not know how to support you when you do take a risk. It means absolutely nothing about you. It simply means they don't have a guidebook for what to say and what to do to help you feel supported. It could also be any number of reasons that include being busy with their own lives, not having interest in the changes you're making, or there are a million other reasons than that. So all of those could have nothing to do with you. Because this is true, we can then start asking ourselves this: what can I do to make sure that I don't give up on my dreams when I don't feel supported? Number one, do your research. When you do research, you're looking for facts. You're looking for the experts that preceded you. If you're lucky enough to have a dream of something that has already been done, find the best and learn from them. Read their books, attend their seminars, follow their social pages. If it's a dream that doesn't have a path to follow, you can still research ways to help yourself be successful. Do everything in your power to get as much information as you can. This will help you become more confident in your journey with or without support from family and friends. Number two, be open and communicate freely with friends and family about what you're doing. Friends and family will be more likely to get on board if they are fully understanding what your journey looks like. Share your goals and how your values are being enforced. Share the vision you have around the change. Help them see your vision the way you do. Be careful here. Be patient. Your vision may take time for them to see. You have been dreaming up your big changes for some time. Very rarely do we have a unique idea one day and act on it the next day. It can take days, weeks, months, and years for us to dream up big changes. Ironically, we want our family and friends to immediately be on board when they haven't had the same gift of time we have given ourselves. Number three, be open to hearing the concerns and wishes from your family and friends. This does not mean you have to change anything you're doing. Just be willing to hear them out. Be willing to thank them for the time and willingness to share openly with you. Yes. Even if it's not what you wanted to hear or is hard to hear, there is a blessing in them caring enough to share their thoughts with you. Number four, make the decision to do what you need to do to make your changes with or without the support of friends and family. I know this is a tough pill to swallow for some of us, especially those of us who are recovering people pleasers. I have no idea who that might be. Obviously, me, but the reality is that it's impossible for you to please everyone in your life. Oftentimes, our family and friends are simply just not convinced because we're not convinced. You'll notice how different it feels for you when you just decide to do your big thing no matter what. You no longer find yourself so dependent on what other people are saying, and if they don't support you, you just do it anyway. Over time, you'll notice as you're successful, your friends and your family will start to see how committed you are, and they will begin seeing you as the newer version of you, no matter what that means for you. Number five, figure out ways to address changes when they impact those closest to you. If your change, your big change, requires you to be physically further away from your family or it changes the dynamic immediately, you can work to find ways to stay connected. You can schedule video conversations, send cards, keep in touch by text. If it's changing the dynamic of your immediate family just in your home, you can discuss what it might look like. How does it look like? How long will it be different? Is it that you're going to take a class, going back to school? take time to talk out what it could look like for you and for the others in your home and what the benefits will be. It is much more helpful to paint that vision when you do that. Look, making big changes in life, it takes courage, it takes commitment, and it takes desire. It takes time and effort to make it happen. It often creates changes in the relationships closest to you. Honor the possible changes that could take place by considering them ahead of time. Your family and your friends will be much more supportive if they can imagine their role and see the benefit for you and for them. Don't be afraid, though, to make big changes even when they aren't ready to support you. There are so many reasons this might be happening. Do your best to not try to hold it against them or against yourself. It doesn't mean anything about your relationship other than you are both humans. Leave space for your growth, but also leave space for their growth. You can make big things happen. My question for you is this. What is the big change you are making happen today? I love, love, love coaching women through change. I mean, I really, really love it. My clients are always much braver and capable of way more than they give themselves a credit for. What that means is that if you're listening to this right now, you are braver and capable of way more than you are currently giving yourself credit for. What would you do if you really believe that today? Reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear it. Send me a quick email to heather@hcedwardscoaching.com and tell me what your big change would be if you believed you could do anything you set your mind to. Let's make it happen. Hey, thank you so much for listening in today. I sure hope you learned something. Can you do me the biggest favor? Right now, share this show with three people you know that might love listening in. It would also help me in a big way if you'd leave a 5-star review so other people just like you can find the podcast. Then don't forget to come back. Each week we cover little tips for how to increase your confidence, how to ditch that self-doubt, and stop negative thought patterns that are keeping you from being your crazy confident self. Look, if you really want to increase your confidence game, all you have to do is take advantage of my free confidence audit where I'm going to spend 20 minutes with you and give you 2 tips catered to your confidence needs to help you get to your crazy confident self. Go right now to thecrazyconfidencecoach.com and sign up. Let's get your crazy confidence flowing. See you next week. Love you big.